Hello everyone, this is Maryam Narona and I'm pleased to present another episode of Behind the Brands, the marketing podcast. Clever marketing is what makes iconic brands. With this episode, I begin a short series I will do intermittently. I'm calling it Marketing Nuggets. These episodes will feature bite-sized content on brands. Today, in Marketing Nuggets, I present Happy Dent, a brand known for its humorous and outstanding advertising. If you thought buying chewing gum does not demand a lot in terms of decision making, you're probably right. Which is also probably why Perfetti Van Mill worked on differentiating its Happy Dent brand of chewing gums through its quirky and humorous advertising. Perfetti Van Mill made its foray into the Indian market in the year 1994. For the uninitiated, the Italian firm Perfetti is the maker of popular confectionery products such as Mentos, Happy Dent and Centrefresh. It launched Happy Dent in 1970 and launched the product as Happy Dent White in India in 2001. With this foray, Happy Dent operated in an intensely competitive Indian chewing gum market where competitors were selling products ranging from those hinging on the benefits of Ayurveda to big brands with huge marketing spends and abilities. It had to contend with the likes of Wrigley's Orbit White, launched in 2006. Happy Dent built its own identity based on its key ingredient, baking soda, which is essential in keeping teeth clean, white, bright and strong. It has worked on introducing creative flavors like cool watermelon and a sugar-free variant from time to time. What stands out in Happy Dent White's journey in India is its product positioning. It took a divergent route. Instead of the traditional mouth freshener benefit of a chewing gum, it focused on something much beyond and became the go-to chewing gum for sparkling smiles and fresh breath. In 2006, McCann Erickson's award-winning Palace advertisement showed a young man lighting up the king's chandelier in his palace with his bright, shiny teeth, courtesy Happy Dent White, the chewing gum. Other folks in the city followed his example and very soon the entire city lit up with radiant smiles. The ad won international acclaim including silver and a bronze lion at the Cannes International Advertising Festival in 2007. Truly Indian in its essence and appeal, the ad captured interest globally. Ad guru Prasoon Joshi was the creator of this campaign, which was named as one of the world's 20 best ads of the 21st century by the coveted Gun Report. The ad succeeded in making people sit up and take notice and pushed up sales for the brand. It was directed by Ram Madhwani, who together with the McCann creative team led by Anirban Sen and the Equinox team led by Manoj Shroff worked to make this ad bold and impactful. Some other memorable television campaigns include Daanton Tale Diya Jale, which featured elephant's tusks as the only source of light in a dense forest, all while tripping on Happy Dent Wave coated with a special solution that would increase the flavor of the gum. In 2008, Happy Dent joined hands with Web Chutney to make an interactive video titled Dadu Ki Amanat, an animated 3-minute long film, which was another humorous initiative that bagged several awards. This was followed by several humorous ads. Jai Roshan Baba Ki, which was one of those ads. It was shot like a Bollywood film song and did not fail to make viewers laugh. Another advertisement, Don't Stretch the Threads of a Relationship, was set at a busy railway station. It raised a serious issue with a touch of humor. Happy Dent has been partnering with Smile Foundation to bring sparkling smiles on the faces of underprivileged children, and Happy Dent returned with this endeavor in the years 2019 and 2020. In 2019, its television campaign raised the issue of social good and went beyond tickling one's funny bone. The film was set in a packed bus in Mumbai, where a lady requests two men to vacate the lady's seat, only to be refused as the men say they cannot see the signboard. And two youngsters sitting nearby decide to help. They opened a pack of Happy Dent and consumed the mint. Thereafter, flashing powerful white smiles on the lady's seat sign clearly marked over the assigned seat. And other co-passengers joined in, and the two men had to sheepishly get up from the seat and get out from the bus. The film ended with the tagline, Dikha Batti Si Kar Baat Achhi, do something good with a smile. In 2019, the brand worked on positioning itself as a post-meal companion. In India, people often eat fennel seeds coated with sugar or mixed with tiny sweets, and Happy Dent worked on stepping into this niche with a personalized approach, showing people who care for their teeth, they worry more about their teeth than the food, and therefore they tried to step into this niche. In December 2020, they were part of the Road Trippin' with Rocky and Mayur campaign of the hashtag Road Trippin' with R&M, a road trip of delicious food, conversation and picturesque locations. A trip that was full of smiles thanks to Happy Dent Sugar Free with Xylitol. Positioned as the perfect post-meal companion for healthy teeth and a sparkling smile. As far as Happy Dent's presence on various media goes, it has been heavily marketed on print, radio, outdoor and television platforms. While many of us can recall its extremely creative and humorous television campaigns, I'd like to mention its quirky newspaper advertisements, where the product benefits were often presented against a stark black background in which diamond necklaces shone bright, or personalities like Mother Teresa and Mahatma Gandhiji smile, or even for that matter, Gabbar Singh, the iconic character from Sholay, a Bollywood blockbuster from the 70s, was shown. The ads did not talk about the product directly, but the product was cleverly woven into the copy while remaining at the center stage. The brand made its presence felt on digital media. The Happy Dent India channel has been functional since November 2016 and is a must visit for all their entertaining ads. These videos and tips on maintaining dental health are also shared on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. To wrap up this episode of Marketing Nuggets, I'd like to share my key takeaways. What stands out for me is Happy Dent's clever positioning. The unique selling proposition is sparkling smiles, not freshness. They have made some bold choices with regard to their narratives. Their narratives are relatable because each narrative has India at its core. be it set in a palace or a crowded bus, railway station or a Bollywood-like sequence. The product is always the focus, though in a very subtle manner. The idea is to make viewers and audiences smile, which is heartwarming. Only advertising cannot keep you on top of the game. And Happy Dent has worked on the product by introducing flavors and sugar-free variants. Thank you for joining me to take a look at the very humorous and entertaining campaigns by Happy Dent India over the years. Do subscribe, rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor or wherever you find your podcasts. I'd like to know what you think about this endeavor, marketing nuggets, marketing wisdom for you in under 10 minutes. Thank you for listening.